Side Hustle Show 165, how to earn an extra $1,000 a month as a brand ambassador.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where, as you know, it's about ideas, action, and results in earning job-free income. Today's show features a never-been-covered-before idea on Side Hustle Nation, and that's brand ambassadorship. Basically, getting paid to work for some of the world's top brands on their guerrilla marketing, event marketing, other direct-to-consumer marketing efforts. My guest is Kenny Azama, who runs BrandAmbassadorWorld.com. And he's actually turned brand ambassadorship from a part-time kind of side hustle hobby into a full-time gig. When we caught up, he was actually on a cross-country RV road trip for a pet care brand, earning $2,000 a week. So I was thinking, man, $8,000 a month to travel the country and see all this stuff and play with dogs. Sounds pretty awesome to me. Stick around to learn the different types of brand ambassador gigs, how much you can earn with each, and Kenny's suggestions for finding these gigs near you and his tips for getting hired. Notes, links, plus a free downloadable PDF highlight reel with all of Kenny's top brand ambassador tips are at sidehustlenation.com/Kenny. Ready? Let's do it.
So a brand ambassador is someone who's temporarily hired to represent a brand in a positive light and also to provide consumers with a memorable face-to-face experience. And that memorable face-to-face part is super important because traditional marketing methods are kind of dying these days. What I mean by that is, like, think about how quickly we X out of ads on the computer, or like how we mindlessly skip through commercials on TV, or how we put blinders onto billboards. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm thinking of, like, we went to the Red Bull Flugtag thing in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And there were people passing out Red Bull. Those were probably brand ambassadors.
That is exactly what a brand ambassador is. I mean, Red Bull is such a good example. So let's take Red Bull, for example. If they wanted to get their product into the hands of a younger crowd, they would hire and send friendly brand ambassadors to go to music festivals or concerts or anywhere fun, really, to interact with the attendees like yourself and pass out Red Bulls for people to taste and get energized from, because it's all about that experiential side of the marketing these days. And a lot of us, we need to see and taste and hear and even touch a product before we even think about buying it. And so that method of marketing is actually called promotional marketing or promo marketing. And so that's where brand ambassadors come into the picture.
Okay. And so the companies are hiring people to do this for them evenings and weekends. And it's kind of just a temporary thing that people are doing on the side?
People do it full time all the time. I mean, they have gigs throughout the day. They have them at retailers. And pretty much any big brand that you can think of, they all hire brand ambassadors. I mean, just this past year alone, I've worked for brands like Nike, Samsung, Apple, General Mills, Chevrolet, Coca-Cola. I mean, you name it. Every single brand out there hires brand ambassadors.
That's cool. And this is a full-time thing for you.
This is a full-time thing for me, yeah. Like you said earlier, I'm currently on an RV tour right now, getting paid $2,000 a week. And I get to play with dogs and pretty much make people happy.
So where do you recommend people get started in this kind of thing if that sounds appealing to them?
Well, I think it has to start with identifying what type of brand ambassador you want to be first. So there's so many different names for brand ambassadors, but the eight that I like to refer to, there's eight different types, I guess,
okay.
And that you'll see a lot in the brand ambassador job boards. And so the first is your typical brand ambassador. They're the ones that pretty much just go to events and make people happy, make sure things are running smoothly, and they like sample the products and demo the product. And you can usually find them at music festivals and large events, trade shows. And the second type of brand ambassador is called the promotional model. And you might see these people at conventions and whatnot, but they're hired for a specific look. So let's say there's like a sunscreen company and they want young, muscular, blonde guys to lather sunscreen on their bodies at the beach and promote the product. Like, they would only hire young, muscular, blonde guys.
Okay. So I would not qualify for that one.
I wouldn't either. But yeah, so their promotional models, they make about $20 to $50 per hour, depending on the gig. There's also in-store demonstrators, which I think we've all seen before. You know, whenever you go into a Whole Foods or a Ralph's, you'll see people at their table and they're sampling foods or the drinks. Those are in-store demonstrators, and those are also brand ambassadors, and most of them are actually contracted by the brands as well. And so,
like the people handing out samples at Costco and stuff are not always Costco employees?
Yeah, Costco is a little different. Costco, they usually do hire within their own offices, but oftentimes they will also outsource it to brand ambassadors.
Okay, but other store. Okay, okay. So it's like, we want to sell more of our things, so we're going to set up a little end cap. Okay.
Exactly. So in-store demonstration, that's actually one of the most stable brand ambassador positions that's out there, because they need people every single weekend or every single evening. And so that could be a really good source of income for anyone looking for it. Yeah, that one usually pays about $18 to $30 per hour. Let's see. The fourth type of brand ambassador position is an alcohol sampler. And these are the people that you'll see at clubs or wine tasting events or bars or even retailers. And they're sampling like bottles of beer or little shots of tequila or something like that. And those actually pay pretty well too. That pays about $25 to $50 per hour.
And these are like almost always young women.
Yeah, alcohol samplers tend to be younger women, but they pay really well, and the shifts are really short. And so if someone had a full-time job, for example, I know a lot of friends who are doing that and then rushing off to an alcohol sampling gig where it's only 3 hours, but they're getting paid $50 an hour, which is not bad. The fifth type of brand ambassador position is a costume character or a mascot. I bet you didn't know that you could even apply. Nick, I bet you can apply this weekend and be a mascot for a brand.
I see the Mr. Pickles sandwich shop guy dancing on the corner. Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. I mean, that you could be a mascot at a trade show, at a sports event. And those ones pay really well too, actually. Those ones are $18 to $50 per hour and usually work in shifts of like 2 to 3 hours, just so you're not getting too tired or claustrophobic.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I've done that one a couple of times and you can get pretty sweaty in there. But
what was the costume you had to wear?
Well, I was actually my mascot for UC Irvine.
Which is the anteater?
Yeah, I was a big anteater. And it was awful because that day was National Children's Day. And all these kids are around and they're pulling my tail. And yes, so that is the fifth type of brand ambassador. The sixth type of brand ambassador would be an MC. If you have the gift of gab, you can totally become an MC. If you can get people pumped up and draw a crowd, that gig pays a lot too. And a lot of tours will actually look for MCs who can travel around the nation with them. That gig pays anywhere from $25 to $100 per hour. The seventh type is a field manager. This is pretty much just an event manager. So they're the ones that are going to go to the event early, set up the tent, set up the tables, make sure the premiums are there. They're going to take notes and pictures, create recap reports. They're basically like a super brand ambassador. Those ones pay very, very well. And so if you have a good management background or good leadership skills, a field management position might be something that you might be interested in. That one pays about $18 to $100 per hour. And then the last brand ambassador position is a tour manager, and that's what I'm currently doing. These can pay anywhere from $20 an hour to $75 per hour, plus you get a hotel stipend and a per diem stipend. So it's an amazing opportunity if you want to go travel and see the world. This is one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty cool gig for the young and unattached.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, I know a lot of these positions are filled by younger, more energetic people. But at the same time, when I worked at an agency, I hired grandparents. I've hired people as young as teenagers. I've hired parents, full-time employees. I mean, really anybody can fit in brand ambassador work into their schedule.
Yeah, that's kind of the question is, so where do you go about kind of finding these types of gigs?
There's actually a couple of places that I would recommend, and they're kind of a secret actually, but Facebook would be my number one recommendation. And the way that you would actually go there is you go to Facebook, you go into the search bar, and in the search bar, you type in brand ambassadors of, and then you type in your nearest major city. So if you lived in Seattle, you'd put brand ambassadors of Seattle, and then you would request to join that group. And in that group, all of the agencies that are hiring for brand ambassadors, they're posting their gigs in those groups. And so that's the easiest way to find gigs. You'll get notifications every time a new gig is posted. There's dozens of new gigs that are posted every single day, actually.
Find that more effective than like jobs boards or Craigslist or something for stuff
like
this?
Yeah, I think so. I think these agencies are really leaning towards Facebook because the brand ambassadors' pictures are already on Facebook. It's just really easy to post. It's free. These groups, they're just filled with thousands of brand ambassadors for these agencies. And so it's a really simple way to find these gigs.
Any types of prerequisites or background checks or anything else you need people need to like before they jump in and start?
You actually need zero experience to get started, which is amazing. You can become a field manager on your first day if you have the right skills. You don't even need a college degree or anything. It's pretty much all you need is a friendly personality and then a general understanding of how to find and then apply for these gigs. And so,
well, what's that application process look like? So the company comes in, they post, and you just comment on that thread and say, yeah, sign me up, or I'm available.
On these posts that I was talking about, the hiring manager will actually request to see your resume, your promotional marketing resume, as well as your headshots. So just they just want to see what you look like, since you'll become the face of their brand.
What if you have no promotional marketing experience yet?
That's actually fine. You just have to spin your resume to make it seem like you can do the job correctly. So if you have any customer service experience, for example, or sales experience, or even event coordination experience, you can all spin that to use the right verbiage for the promotional marketing. And that would definitely be pretty impressive for hiring managers.
Are they looking to fill interviews for this type of thing? Or is it just like, okay, yeah, I need 6 warm bodies. You guys fit the bill.
Yes, if it moves, we'll take it. No, it's actually this whole industry is so interesting, because they do interview you, but they're not your traditional interviews. They'll call you for a quick 10 minute to 30 minute interview over the phone, or maybe over Skype. And they'll just ask you some general questions about your experience. They really mainly want to get a feel for who you are as a person, and if you can make people feel comfortable, and if you're friendly.
Sounds like a pretty flexible gig, kind of like, hey, I can do this on demand or as I have some time available. But do you find if you want to turn this into a bigger or a more consistent gig, like do some of the brands or do some of the companies like look for people long term?
Yeah, they will actually. So agencies, they not that they have an official list, but after you work for them, if you do a good job, they will call you back every single time for any gigs that pop up before they even post the gig for the public. So once you get in with the agency, you could get some residual income from that.
Okay. So it's typically the agency that's doing the hiring versus the company itself.
Yeah, exactly. I should have mentioned that before, but there's 3 parties that are involved. There's the brand, and then the brand will hire a staffing agency to do all of that legwork. And then the staffing agencies will hire the brand ambassadors. And so we pretty much have no contact with the brands unless they show up at the events.
So you're running brandambassadorworld.com. Any fun success stories from your readers, like on gigs that they've landed or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, every single day I'll get emails from people who stumble upon my website about like, wow, like I actually just worked my first gig. I got a gig at Coachella. I got to work the Super Bowl. Like, I can't believe this is actually a real thing. And these people, they're getting paid more than their parents sometimes. And they're able to pay for their rent and put food on their tables for going to these amazing events. And so getting testimonials like that, it always makes me happy to hear that.
Dude, the Super Bowl, I think, just perked up some ears with like, you know, $3,000 tickets or whatever. It's like, okay, here's a little backdoor into the event.
Yep, exactly. They'll get you free tickets to go inside. A lot of times you'll get into the VIP areas, because those are the people that really these brands want to reach.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, before the like, what was your first gig? Like before the dog tour or before the RV tour?
Oh, man, my first gig. The one that comes to mind, I think one of the first ones I did was for a virtual reality brand called Oculus. We went to the E3 convention, if you've heard of that. It's the electronic entertainment, I forget what it is, but it's like an electronics convention. And I represented the brand Oculus out there, and we basically got to help people try out virtual reality for the first time. And so we would put on the headsets for them and walk them through the games. And I had one of those moments where I couldn't believe I was getting paid to do this, because here I was standing there and seeing these people in virtual reality, and they're just freaking out. And that was my first experience as a brand ambassador, actually.
That's pretty fun. And how did you come about that gig?
So I worked for a marketing agency originally. I worked there for about 2 years, and that's how I found out about brand ambassadors, because I had to hire them.
Hit the inside track and you're like, wait a minute, I could do this.
Yeah. And I was like, what? This looks way more fun than what I'm doing. Like, why am I working a 9-to-5 and hiring these people and paying them more than what I'm getting? And so after a couple of years of that, I decided to quit and then give a brand ambassador work a shot. And I've been doing that ever since.
Do you see other people doing it full time or turning a side gig into a full time thing?
Yeah, actually, most brand ambassadors I come across, they're doing this full time. And full time in the sense that they're doing enough to pay their bills. They're not actually even having to work 40 hours a week. They can work less and still be able to afford everything that they need to.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting one. Kenny, I don't know. Like, what else do we need to know about that? I mean, it sounds kind of like pretty straightforward. Just, you know, be on the lookout for these different gigs. So maybe aside from Facebook, anywhere else you like to go and look for these things?
Craigslist is another great option. If you go to craigslist.com and you scroll to the bottom, you'll see, I believe it's gigs. You'll see a section called gigs, and then you click on events. And that's where all the event marketing positions would be. Obviously, it's Craigslist, so you have to kind of be careful about like which ones you apply to and make sure you don't send, you know, your pictures to someone shady. But Craigslist is another really, really good option that a lot of staffing agencies will use. And then the third option, which is also my favorite, is registering a profile with agencies. So you can make pretty much like a Facebook, but for a specific agency. And you can upload your pictures, your resume, your experience. And then every time they have a gig that's in your city, they'll email you. So you don't even have to go out and look for gigs anymore. They'll ask for you to apply for their gigs.
Okay. So just Google like marketing agencies plus your city to find this list.
Yeah, you know, if you type in like staffing agency or event marketing agency, a list of them should pop up on Google. And you can definitely, if you go to their website, you should see links that say like join the team or like work with us.
Well, Kenny, this is awesome. I think you've given some people some ideas on you know, another side income opportunity, another, you know, something to maybe use their nights and weekends a little more productively or put some money in their pocket. If people want to learn more about this stuff, what should they do?
If anyone wants more information about how to get started as a brand ambassador, you can head over to my website at brandambassadorworld.com. It's got a ton of helpful content and resources. And also be sure to join our Facebook group. It's called Promo Hackers. It's totally free. And it's a good place where you can connect with other brand ambassadors, ask any questions that you might have. The community there is really, really supportive. And you can find that group by going to promohackers.com. I'm also working on a little something called the Brand Ambassador Blueprint. This is a complete A to Z guide for how to become really, really profitable and work the coolest events in the promotional marketing industry. For Side Hustle Nation readers, I have something special. If you go to brandambassadorworld.com/SHN, you can get a special access to the pre-order page, and I've even included something called the Brand Ambassador Resume Package. This is valued at $100, and you can get it for absolutely free. This comes with 3 Brand Ambassador optimized resume designs that you can select from and plug in your own information. And it also comes with my 2 Brand Ambassador resume guides for how to create a promotional marketing resume that's going to have hiring managers really, really interested in you.
What a deal. Well, Kenny, thank you, man. That sounds very generous of you to put that together for Side Hustle Nation. And that's the Promo Hackers Facebook group, promohackers.com, and then brandambassadorworld.com/SHN. I know, tongue twister. Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
Yeah, you know, my number one tip would be to just give brand ambassador work a shot. Like, I know it's probably something many of you have never considered before, probably because you've never known about it. But I promise that if you do it, you're going to have so many of these, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this moments. There's virtually no startup costs, and you can get started as early as this weekend. Just start applying for those gigs and see where it takes you. It doesn't matter where you're at in life or what you do for a living or what your education level is. You can do brand ambassador work for extra income on the side or even as a full-time career if you wanted to.
Very, very interesting side hustle and kind of a really cool extra income stream. So appreciate you sharing your insights on it, and I'll let you get back to your RV tour.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, Nick. Take care.
All right, what do you think? If you got some spare time on weekends, I'm curious to see what kind of brand ambassador gigs are going on nearby. It could be a pretty fun side hustle depending on the opportunity. Now, my biggest takeaways from the call, I'll echo Kenny. It doesn't take much time or effort to see what opportunities are out there. You can give it a shot, earn some cash, and see if it's something you might be interested in investing a little more time and energy into. Now, Phil, who writes the PDF highlight reel document, says Kenny wins the award for most excited Side Hustle Show guest. And one thing that he pointed out, Kenny did, after we stopped the recording, is that one of his favorite things about this business is that, hey, no 2 days are alike. This keeps me young. This keeps me energized. Because I'm, you know, doing a different thing every time I go out, which I think is definitely appealing if you're bored with the monotony of cubicle life or corporate life or even side hustle life. It's like here's something, a little bit of a change of pace and a way to earn some cash doing it. If you hit up sidehustlenation.com/Kenny, you can check out the notes and links from this episode. While you're there, be sure to grab the free PDF highlight reel with all of Kenny's top brand ambassador tips. Now, for the next couple months, I'd like to feature some Side Hustle Show listeners who took action based on what they heard on the show, whether that's brand ambassadorship, whether that's, you know, whatever, over the past 164 episodes. And kind of do. So I've got a few Where Are They Now episodes already lined up. But if you've got some results and tactics to share, definitely hit me up. It's nick@sidehustlenation.com. That'll come directly to my inbox. Now, I mean, you know the type of content that I like to air. So keep that in mind with your pitch. But that's it. Short and sweet one this week. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there, make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.